Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Becky Thompson, director of the Kentucky Beef Network for the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, is a happy camper these days.
We're excited to receive some more funding from the Ag Development Board to continue our education and on-farm programs to help Kentucky farmers increase revenue to their farms and help them continue to market their animals off their farm.
The State Ag Development Board a few days back approved over $1.5 million over 2 years for the network to continue work with a Master Cattleman Program, CPH, Certified Precondition for Health Marketing, and newer efforts.
This year, we're really excited about some new programs that we have. One being, we have some programs that we're creating for young cattlemen that we hope to do some regional field days for young producers to give them the opportunity to practice some hands-on best practice things such as freeze branding, putting an ear tag in, then going another step further and working on record keeping and farm management plans.
Thompson says the group has worked hand-in-hand with UK Extension in several of these programs to move the cattle industry forward, like CPH, where they coordinate distribution of CPH tags and record keeping for everything from vaccinations to age and source verification requirements. We'll be right back.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
We have beef cattle, grain, and some fruits and vegetables. Our beef herd is about 240 mama cows.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming. It's a good life. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Kentucky Beef Network Director Becky Thompson says the effort to improve the reputation, performance, and sale of Kentucky feeder calves has taken years, but now buyers know.
They do. It's kind of exciting, and the Ag Development Board has really helped Kentucky farmers really improve their feeder calves that they have to market through their county cost share programs with genetics, by offering the opportunity to put handling facilities on the farm, and some of those core tools that farmers need to be able to precondition their calves for these sales. And once we were able to wrap all that up into a package, it's amazing how the quality of our calves has changed, and people do look to purchase calves from Kentucky now.
Check out the Kentucky Beef Network online at kycattle.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.